Hey y'all, my name is Ava Burns. I'm a senior at J.J. Pierce, and I'm attending Baylor University in the fall. I'm I'm super excited to share with y'all a little about my journey of faith in high school. The Lord has been working in my life ever since I accepted Christ when I was 6 years old, but it wasn't until high school that I started to make my faith my own. When I was in the first grade, my parents got divorced. Although I was upset and confused, I didn't feel the weight of that until third grade when my dad's new girlfriend became pregnant. I started believing lies about my place in my family and felt like I was no longer good enough to be a part of it. This brought feelings of unworthiness and through many aspects of my life over the next 7 years. With all that was going on at home, I started to put my worth into performance in school and volleyball. I thought that this was something I could control, so I put my relationship with the Lord on the back burner. I stopped going to small group and I poured more of myself into worldly things and found my identity in my accomplishments. However, the further I got from the Lord, the more anxious I became and the more I didn't trust His plan for me. At the end of my sophomore year, I was told I was going to have a major shoulder surgery. With volleyball taken away, I could no longer hide behind a label, and everything I thought I could control was now out of my control. It was at this time that God started showing me that all I needed was Him. I dove back into church in small groups and started to lean more on God than myself. I learned that I was turning to worldly things for consistency, but Hebrews 13:8 reminded me that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and although worldly things may fail us, the Lord is a constant. Since then, the Lord has continued to heal my brokenness through a community of believers around me and has provided many opportunities at Watermark that has allowed me to deepen my faith in the Lord. If you can relate to my story in any way, I want to encourage you that although it may not be your plan, the Lord has a perfect plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." The Lord gives us such hope for the future, and once we start to put our trust into that truth, we can build an even stronger relationship with Him. My prayer to you is that you would allow the light of Christ to shine in your life and that God would use you to be a light for others in this world. Thank you for letting me share my story.